This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A man who Colorado Springs police say was involved in a homicide stole a patrol car and led police on a chase down I-25 Friday night. Police say the man attacked a responding officer in the southern area of the city and stole the patrol car. The officer fired their gun, though it's unclear if the man was shot. The man crashed into several other cars and was taken to the hospital. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Ozone levels have already spiked along the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash reports the pollution didn't come from cars or factories.
Ground-level ozone is dangerous, but at higher elevations, it actually helps block UV radiation. Dan Welsh is a state air quality forecaster. He says winds triggered what's called a stratospheric intrusion in the upper atmosphere.
And if conditions are just right, sometimes that ozone-rich air can reach all the way to the surface and increase our surface concentrations of ozone.
The event made the air unhealthy in Colorado Springs and Metro Denver, weeks before the normal summer ozone season when heat and sunlight cause man-made pollutants to bake into ozone. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Flags across Colorado will fly at half staff through the weekend to honor the 1 million Americans who have died with COVID. The proclamation from Governor Polis follows a similar order handed down by President Biden. The commemoration lasts until tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.